Zimbabwe's High Court postponed until tomorrow a decision on releasing the official results of the March 29th presidential election. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai has claimed outright victory in the poll, while the ruling ZANU-PF has called for a second-round runoff. Earlier today, Tsvangirai flew to South Africa to urge greater international support for an end to the President Robert Mugabe's 28-year rule. Also today, reports emerged that war veterans loyal to Mugabe have recommenced evictions of farmers suspected of being loyal to the opposition. Gunter Zimmermacher is the editor of the Southern Cross newspaper in South Africa. He said that the reemergence of the war veterans signals the likelihood of violence.
Seems that within ZANU-PF, the hawks have taken charge, and that Mr. Mugabe is not somebody who's going to give up power very easily, even against the advice of his own wife. He has decided that he is going to fight for power, and there's no guarantee that if he loses the runoff election, that he is going to give up then as well. Everything points to that period being preceded by violence against opposition supporters, large-scale intimidation. Could a few of the war veterans who had been kept quiet during the lead up to the election last week, they have suddenly come out of the woodwork again, and the political culture in Zimbabwe has been for the last most of a decade to intimidate opposition supporters, especially between election campaigns. What violence would also contribute to is an entrenching of positions. At the moment, the chances for forming a government of national unity, a coalition government, should be very good, and there are many within Mugabe's ZANU-PF party who are looking for that.